Queensland's Premier is expected to announce a deadline for a decision on the Adani mine tomorrow. The company is awaiting state approvals on two of its environmental management plans. Yesterday, I spoke with the Mayor of the Whitsundays, Andrew Wilcox, who welcomed the Premier's intervention.
I live in the Whitsundays. I live in Bowen. I've got 39 empty shops here. There's only about six shops left in Collinsville. There's vacancies down in Proserpine and indeed Early Beach. So we need industry, we need jobs, and also then the flow-on effect for that.
But not everyone agrees. Tony Fonts is a dive operator on the Whitsundays who's also worked on various reef conservation projects, and he joins us now. Tony, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia.
What are your main concerns about the Adani mine and the impact it can have on tourism operators like you?
Well, I've got a number of major concerns, and I think the focus should not be on the Adani. The focus should be on climate change, which is fueled, as we know, by the burning of coal. So Adani represents a line in the sand. We need to stop digging up coal. We do not need new coal mines. The reef has suffered back-to-back bleaching events in 2016, 2017, generated by climate change. And from that, we saw nearly 50% of our hard coral cover disappear. So climate change and new coal mines is having a terrible toll on the reef.
I spoke to the Whitsundays mayor yesterday. His concern about jobs and the economy is pretty valid, though, isn't it? I mean, if people feel like they just don't have jobs in their community, that's reasonable that they'd be concerned about that.
Well, it would be. It is, of course. I'm concerned about my job as well. The Great Barrier Reef supports 64,000 jobs in tourism, pumps about $6.4 billion into the Australian economy annually, and it's being jeopardized by opening new coal mines, which, of course, produce very small amount of jobs. Coal is primarily automated. The Adani coal mine in its glory days was going to employ less than 1,500 people. The proposal now is something much smaller, so it's hard to say what kind of jobs it might provide. Plus, of course, the Whitsundays, it's a tourism town. And I think opening a coal mine is not the best kind of thing we want on our resume for when we're promoting tourism to overseas people. They're very savvy about people looking after the environment, and the town or a mayor or a council that spruiks coal is not seen as one who's supporting not just the reef, but the livelihood of that town.
You've been working on the Great Barrier Reef for about 40 years now. What changes have you noticed in the reef over the last few decades?
Well, that's a question I get often asked, and the changes are not for the best, of course. I should remind people that the Great Barrier Reef is 350,000 square kilometers in size. It's still in relatively good shape, but unfortunately, the climate change impacts are taking its toll. And so what I have seen, besides poor water quality, crown of thorns, etc., I've seen some pretty nasty coral bleaching events. I've seen some Category 4 and 5 cyclone storm damage. And these things take their toll, 10 to 15 years to build back. And of course, oftentimes we don't have that kind of time frame because cyclones come around more frequent and coral bleaching may become more frequent. So overall, I've been unfortunate enough to watch a degradation of the reef.
Tony, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Patricia.
Tony Fonts is a dive operator on the Whitsundays.